Paul and Felix. Please start. They will be talking about Verilog AMS in NUCAP. You can start. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Al Davis, and this is Felix over here, and we're doing this presentation on Verilog AMS and GNUCAP, and so let's see what we have here. Okay, here's an outline of the talk, and I'm going to give about half, and Felix will give about half, so we're going to kind of swap places midway through. The outline, what is GNUCAP, some history, all about the architecture of the program and the plugins. What is Verilog AMS? Something that a lot of people need to know. ModelGen is our model compiler that generates essentially generates C++ models from Verilog, and we'll talk about some of the features, what we've worked on for the last year, and a roadmap. First of all, what is GNUCAP? Initially, the project started a whole bunch of years ago. When I wanted to do circuit simulation on a Trash 80, you remember those? The 8-bit computer that I had a big 4K of memory in the thing, and I thought I could do circuit simulation on it, and that's what got me started on it. And one characteristic of the Trash 80 is that they're not big enough to run SPICE, and so quite far from big enough, actually. But anyway, that was the original intent, and ultimately, as the project developed, the goal was to go beyond SPICE, not just to re-implement SPICE, but to go past it, and we have in some ways. So, as it stands now, very much changed from the original Fortran. It has a very nice plugin-based architecture, written in C++. Modular, and it's written in such a way as to encourage public participation in the code, because anybody can make a plugin, and you don't have to necessarily wait, like in many projects, for the project supervisor to accept it. As soon as you make a plugin, it's available. History, actually, it was about 1980 that I got started. Al Circuit Simulator was a grad school project, and that was the first one that was the version that was